So he want to bring us into his perfect plan so we'll know how to walk on this earth. That's why, that is the reason why Jesus was so successful, because he came here and he yielded his entire being to God. Sometimes we have a problem. We haven't learned how to yield everything. And then if we don't watch it, we pick up things that's not from God, and it makes us rebel against God. And we need to be honest with and say, I got to get rid of that. Amen. Hello? Amen. Hallelujah. So I can get all that he has. Amen. All right, you ready? Verse 4 says what? He chose us to be his very own. What did he do? He chose us to do what? Now, see, he didn't choose you to share you with sin, wickedness, evil, all the stuff, all the ungodly thing that's going. He didn't call you out of. He chose you before you even got here to be his very own. And I chose Cora to be my wife. I ain't sharing her with nobody else. Try it. I guess. Anyway, let's go on. I'm not willing to share. Not God, not willing to share you with no one else. Ain't no second, third party, just you and God. Are you in the house?
Amen.
Now notice what he did. He chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself. Listen, even when? Before he laid the foundation of the universe. Whoa. When did he do it? Before he laid the foundation of the universe, you are mine. You are mine. And that's why he said in his planning, and when he got ready to bring man forth, he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, because he had chose us to be that way. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Notice what he said. And let them have dominion, because he had dominion. They're going to run this earth. Let them have dominion over the earth, over everything. Because they're like me. They're like us. He chose us that way. Before the foundation of the universe. Because of his what? Great love, he what? Ordained us. Ordained mean set us apart, put his mark on us. We are marked. You ever had maybe some fruits, or maybe some clothes, or maybe something, maybe some vegetable. I noticed that when I was raising watermelons, and there were some I set aside that I wasn't gonna sell or give away. I marked it. That's mine. I put a mark on it, you know. God marked you, chose you, set you aside. You are not to be shared with another. You are mine. All of whatever you are, you belongs to me. Hallelujah. And the Aramaic T text says, can be translated, he marked us with his love. That's the Aramaic. He marked us with his love. And the Greek text states, predestinated us or set us apart. He predestinated us. Before we got here, he had set us apart. That's who you are. That's why you're the body of Christ. Now it has manifest in Christ. He brought his body together. That we may do like him, that we are to be like him, we are to have inside of our spirits, our spirit man should carry the very life and nature of God. And because we are spirit, soul, and body, and because of the thing that took place, what Adam did, we were created brand new in our spirits. God himself, his life, his nature is inside of you right now, right there. And because of the fall of man, you have to take this word with the Holy Spirit and renew this. Amen. Get it renewed. It's called the soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion. And you have to renew it. But when you got born again, I'm saying all this, because what he's about to say in just a few minutes in the scripture. When we can get the revelation how one we are with the Lord and how holy he made us and how completely free we are. Then you just won't sin. Not when you know in that era, you know what's right. You won't do it. Now people do things out of ignorance, unlearned, and you get over that place where you outgrow, overcome offenses. You just get to a place where you won't be offended. When you're offended, that means you hadn't grown up. Amen. You're still immature. Boy, I used to thought getting mad was something. Whew. Well, that's what I was introduced to at a young age.